Hadden thuis gespannen naar de radio, ik me kan er voor dit aan in opties gaan.
Naar de radio, ik.
Naar de radio, ik.
Naar de radio, ik.
Naar de radio, ik. In het stil is kerstie, dit laat u dit, ik kan nog niet aan.
Volle lana,
ik. Volle lana, ik.
It's radio week.
It's radio week. Alle quarter you, alle quarter you.
Take a no-beat on.
Take a no-beat on. You never know it, you tell me not school.
Can I no-beat day?
Can I no-beat day? Not
radio
week.
It's radio week.
It's radio week. Hard on the quiz at day. Can no-beat on.
It's radio week.
It's radio week. Alle quarter you, alle quarter you.
It's radio week.
It's radio week. All aboard the air. All aboard the air.
You can no be done.
You can no be done. You doesn't know it's you telling us who.
Can I know he's
dead? Can I know he's dead on the radio week?
O sio y didalag. Ne ga ne cad gyda i dyoli. You got lily can have no see you to the lena, you the lego husker, son of daughter was you doll, go he do you, Tony got dug. I said, no, he got lenny, he nigger done it, hey. I said, her son, go hilly, ya is the gillers, aren't he? School, who's a young as these, then? I said, no, you got lily, see you to the league, won't he? Got the hoot, these aren't coheeg. So you call your Augustine as good as I can. Who you will hear in the Augustine, you don't. Nikon, I said no. Told that day, large henna. Thought there, no Augustan. You go, you say it, said. You did a die or scared it, okay. You got nothing know who, and the least cast test. You get to lay his the hit thing at Sanaski. No get the set of the donnel, until I get it. And all that's not it, the do lean. A great several meeting and then, Slago, Chanel, Canigida, Canigida. Tall, his suzal, Canigida. Skudal got gog sago. I don't dig it out, tante duke to go look. So near sago chanel, nuck his zon. His knuck zon, zon. And until I get it, the liquor oot and out on ale. So near sago chanel, nuck his zon. His giggily. Hello, my name's Dennis Sixkiller, and thank you once again for joining me today. And I'm going to start back up doing the radio program once again, but just as a reminder, I won't be in the office at all times, so please try not to call me, okay, because I won't be in my office. Just only come in for a short time to do a radio program here and there, okay? So please keep that in mind. But I'm sure glad that we're going to be together again as we did before. Not quite as it was like before, but we'll get to hear some more stories and words and so forth. And thanks for being patient with me. Also, we know that the COVID-19 is going on still yet, and please always be safe, all right? Let's just look up to our God. He's the only one that can take us through these things. And I know that sometimes we all have a lot of questions about this and that, but only He has the answers, okay? So let's keep up our faith, okay? Let's don't get down. Let's don't be giving up, okay? So I just want to say that, okay? So at this time, I'm going to give you numbers to your connection once again. First one's always toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. And my direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to the tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On the program this week, Ella Honeycutt will be concluding today. I sure do appreciate her. I'm going to hear some more good turkey songs. And I'm going to teach five more turkey words. And we're going to hear another turkey story and I'll tell turkey national news. So please stay tuned. Corgan Seal, Corgan to La Corniske, Osana, Oscodiske, Cohiga. He loves to learn to what do to talk to Canogito da Tadostani. His gig on her digging nest to the good day on. And he's a liking when you know head heads, I guess, that Tadostani. To like get in on the good on dust, Lord's knows a lot, eh? Tesla, we did all sign. Now, first two songs today will be sung by Cora Flute and her family. First song will be Jesus My All. The second song will be Guide Me, Jehovah. Don't know Cora Flute, eh? See, don't you learn? Undo closer? Tell you, you know, you did that last day. A guy, and there's another word, those are not good laws, to dog it says. Tell you, no, score to me, says the Jehovah, to dog it says the. Now here's my good friend, Ella Honeycutt of Lost City, Oklahoma. She will conclude today, and I sure appreciate her. She and I had a real good visit when she came to the office. He's told of many, many interesting things, some humorous. Sure enjoy some of her stories that she told. And now here is Ella Honeycutt of Lost City, Oklahoma, as she concludes her interview with me this week. Donc, les longs, again, du dod, Lost City, eh? Does quite connoisse la se cohiga. Du len hunt, goes to let u god, unoislana, yga di le elite helan, tu wed orla, digger starti. And all stog any warning is hella, ye got who was stog, eh, sir? New and dosque, was stog any ye tea dollar, tu wed orla. I said, no, does quite connoisse la se cohiga. No, in dot da stars. Gully long again, du dod, Lost City, eh? Hello, I go here, got your horse, did you?
Let's see. Score the gas, gale.
Gay? Had this good water, who your horse, it's good water, and saw it for your water. Your horse, I guess, like it, it's score, sir. Tell your hand, you want. You're going out on the bus to dry waters, yeah? The other know where the gay house, don't they take it on? Don't done there. The door, no, quite take the other.
Det är inte det stick eller? Det kan nå sätt
det.
Den är känning av det här. Det är inte det stick eller? Det kan nå sätt det. Jag är långt efter det här. Det är då den är annars nå ska. Det är inte det här stått. Det är där den är. Jag är lite del. Det jag och ta dastan ta så det det är nya en ny uniska ta dasta och nu stiger jag
ja då den vad jag är inte jag ska ta det här nu och sen då så jag tar nåt eller hej jag är jag när jag tar nåt här ska jag ta lag hänga till
ska det inte nu stå då det är gärna Kanela är sällan ju. Sted jag är ullena gån i ska vet jag. När jag ser dag och dess vad nu jag är och jag är i ska jag ser nu.
Och ser du dess vad?
Och ser. Sen sted ju dess är just jag är gån i ska. Och dana när jag är henne var sig. Jag är nega han går. Nej var sig och sen ska vara sig. Och sen nu är jag nägen.
Ni är inte norsa
här. Jag är inte norsa här. Och det är ni gäller så. Jag är nös.
Kommer du att gå till denna hel?
Till denna august. Kallar jag julisten. Så går du till denna. Linn den.
No, jag har kli så.
Nej, nu är det så gott kli då.
Är det nu sida?
Ja, nu sida. Så det är så då gör det.
Det är nog sen den där hästa hela hittan.
Nej, det är nog. Jag går dal då. Gustav går. Vi gick tar i dag. I dal i ha. I dag har det gått. Vad gick det här ska nålle? Kallar du sig en del? Jag är en GD ska. Jag är ju Gine här ska nålle. Jag är lehelig och nålle.
Så lakar jag gå ner?
Lajalaga one ski. Skin other a log to get her wage. Skin no stay no escort. Go hig, none else am I used to dig, elju we dead on hunt. Go the jig like skin in gaga dung jills, huh? Gilens could do not like skin and junsty. I got yen jow linen now would you turn he don't, Oga nail looker than Gilens good nail looker, sir. Ha, dug on the gish of. I would do less though a great long stage, he get all lower at your wash. Did the yellows? Gila the ski go to Nate Looker, that she was gonna send projects and day squat, no?
Get all for him,
no? None who stay state, geoda, not coffee table, Yucklin. Disgusted and all day you knock toasted, no Lenny's good, do you? Ujai, is it you launched in the geese?
You saw your story.
All day you knew don't know sour geel. All day you yacht on Usti. No lentil, he dig a dog, so Duke toast. Say you long tower you and don't do Duke toast at the. It's always the no duelies go. Then I go still leg.
Then I don't know, I can't know.
Oh, you knock toast though.
Det är gott att ha det där ett gott att ha
det. Det är skönt att ha det. Så nu går jag och går till det här.
Du
när jag är sådana i gärs.
Det är bra, gör det ärligt, det är ärligt. And now here are two more songs. These songs were sung by Dennis Kingfisher and his group. First song will be Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And the second song will be Canaan. Donna Dennis Kingfisher Lane Dark Dinogisk Tiger Dinogiti Tadasti. The guy squat in his set the hoa to dog says Talinetna Genani to dog says the.
Hesty.
Now it's time for Turkey Nation News. Just briefly, let me remind you that to please be safe. If at all possible, please stay at home and try to avoid big gatherings such as church services, dinners, parties, and that kind of thing. And please, if you're out in the public, wear your mask. Please comply with the social distancing. Wash your hands frequently. And also to be cleaning the things that you touch around the house and so forth. And let's please comply with the laws that we've been given. Just please be safe. No, not a lot yet, not a lot, say, Logi. Say, we did not hear. I don't go hoot digging, not a lot again. I send here we go. You're the young ideas, too. I think I said, there's a nurse, so there's a last thing. There's an ego in the one, don't you? You did it all hasty, not a squint, don't a star, it's gonna do nothing good. Could all you dare to you? He used to last. You did that all hasty. Could he walk to this, eh? Unless we you darling, huh? That too, the hast. That's good. You then as a good. You certainly don't, huh? You did not go to these guests together, huh? Oh, so that all she did go to, huh? It's all good to do last thing. Don't you, Hannah? You could access that. You could hear you. You did go yearly. School you was on the days. Oh, girl, huh? He go you say to the horse, and I got to knee sign, walk to knee sign. These next two songs were sung at the Snake Creek Baptist Church back in 2013. First song is How Beautiful Heaven Must Be, and that was led by Francis McCarter. And second song will be I Will Not Live Always. No, no, talega, they cannot get to do tadasti. He no, in day, they not walk to naughty, to you know, get gassed. Talig yell dog with it to get a sign. A guy, he lost a new wooded dorsa to dog assessed. Skin no, Francis McCarty will not get assessed. Talin no, last in the go hiller, you get asty to dog assessed.
Awesome.
It's now time for Turkey Words. Now, as you're getting ready, I'll go over our Turkey vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And the sounds are A, E, E, O, U, U. And I'll say the English word once and spell it in English phonetics twice. Word number one for today is the word hat. And it's spelled like this in English phonetics. A-L-I-S-Q-U-E-T-U-W-O. Again, word number one is the word hat. It's spelled like this phonetically. A-L-I-S-Q-U-E-T-U-W-O. S-Q-U-E-T-U-W-O. Word number two is the word hat. And it's spelled like this. D-I-L-I-S-Q-U-E T-U-W-O. Again, number two is the word hat. It's spelled like this. D-I-L-I-S-Q-U-E-T-U-W-O. Word number three is the word hall. And it's spelled like this phonetically. G-A-N-A-S-A-N-E-S-D-I. Again, word number three is the word haul. That's as in hauling something. It's spelled like this phonetically. G-A-N-A-S-A-N-E-S-D-I. Word number four is the word have. And it's spelled like this. U-H-A. Again, one of four, the word have. You spell like this phonetically. U-H-A. One of five is the word having. And it's spelled like this. U-H-V-I. Again, one of five is the word having. It's spelled like this. U-H-V-I. I. And now I'll pronounce these words. One was the word hat. And in this word, right at the beginning of the word, the I with the L will be silent. And you can pronounce the L sound with the A like this. All square to one. All square to one. All square to one. Number two is the word hats. Same thing in this word. At the beginning of the word, the I with the L will be silent. And you can pronounce the L sound with the D-I like this. Deal square to one. Deal square to one. Deal square to one. Number three is the word haul, as hauling something. And in this word, notice that again, the word A with the Jumper family silent. A few years ago, and you can pronounce the end sound with the G-A, like this. Country church. Gone.
The second song is
the earth will shake. Gone. Number four is the word have. It's pronounced like this. The way this is spelled is adding someone else having something, like in they have. Number five is the word having. It's pronounced like this. And also, this is also referring to the third person, as in someone having it. And now I'll go back and pronounce these words. Number one is the word hat, all square to one. Number two, hats, deal square to one. Number three, haul, consonesti. Number four, have, ooh-ha. Number five, having, ooh-ha-ee. Well, I hope you've been practicing during this time I've been gone. I'm sure some of you have, and some of you may not have had a time to, or even kind of felt like it sometimes. But anyway, let's get back to it, and let's start practicing these words again, okay? So until next week, have fun practicing these words. Now, these next two songs were sung by the Jumper family from a few years ago. The first song will be The Old Country Church. And the second song is The Earth Will Shake. Time for a story by Robert Lewis, a wonderful Cherokee storyteller of the Cherokee Nation, among many others. But today, Robert's going to tell us about the hummingbird and the crane. I sure like this story, and I hope you do as well. So now here's Robert Lewis to tell us about the hummingbird and the crane. No, Robert Lewis, to do it, can I ask? Uno head, you tadasti. I see now to know his learning, he did a canoe hairly. I want all the luck to need say. No, he told us they can know his war letterly, can't say it all. Robert Lewis to do it.
Tell us another, Robert.
Oh, okay. Let's see, there's another one that a lot of people, when I go out there and do storytelling with, will be sitting there and they'll be laughing about what's going on because I pull them out and we're all out there acting silly and they're all being bears and wolves. But there's one I talk about because it's a long story, but it's about the birds. And so one time there was this girl, beautiful girl, and she fell in love with the prettiest bird in the world. It was a hummingbird, and everybody loves a hummingbird. The hummingbird's sitting there and flying around. And so when the hummingbird's flying around, everybody would point. Even today, everybody says to her, even the boys and the girls and the men and the women, oh, look, there's a hummingbird. Look at it. It looks so pretty. So she's falling in love, and so the hummingbird loves her. And so everything seems to be fine. She wants to go tell her mom, says, I've fallen in love. And the mother says, yes, I know. You seem not to be able to do your chores now, what you're supposed to be doing, because you're walking around bumping into things. So who is this?
You've never done that, have you?
I haven't done I've never done anything like that. I've walked into a pole, choked on something, had a friend walk by, said, hey, look at this. Actually did. I had a friend of mine who loved this one girl, and he couldn't get enough courage to go talk to her. And I said, she's standing right there. Just go say hello. And he said, no, I can't. So he's sitting there. He's drinking something. I see him drinking a pop. And she happens to walk by and says, hi. And he's he starts choking on the pop because he can't believe she said hello. And he finally gets coughed out and says, hi. By then, she's already gone and walked away. And I said, that was pretty smooth there. Yeah, I like that.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. People will do that from time to time. So we had the hummingbird sitting there and the girl bumping into things. And she says, here's the hummingbird. And the mother looks at the hummingbird and says, well, he is handsome. He's good looking. I do grant that. He is good looking. And then the mother asks the important question to the girl. Says, can he hunt? Can he feed you? Can he take care of you? And the girl says, I don't know. I've never seen him hunt. And so she says, well, call him over here. Let's see if he will go out there and hunt for you. And so she does. And the hummingbird flies over there and says, my mom wants you to go hunt for us. Will you go get us some food? And Humber says, of course, I'll go get you some food. I got to preen first. So he sits there and spends about an hour fixing his feathers and everything, getting all pretty. And he flies off. At the end of the day, mom's sitting there. She says, I'm kind of hungry, hoping that their hummingbird brings us some food. And she says, daughter's sitting there. He'll come bring us some food. And so he comes flying back, says, here. And she holds out her hand and drops a little minnow in her hand, bouncing around. Shows her mom, and her mom picks up the minnow and looks at it and says, you're going to starve to death. Look at this. This is a minnow. It's not that big. Says, "Who does anybody else love you?" And then the girl has to admit, says, well, there is one other person who does love me. And so mom says, well, who is that? She says, it's the crane. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, call the crane over here. And the girl says, I don't want the crane. Says, the crane walks funny. You ought to see him. He's got one gimpy leg. He's got funny feathers. He's got one eye. Colin says, well, mom says, just bring him over here. I want to talk to him. So she calls for the crane. The crane comes and lands. Comes walking up, strutting around. And mom says, I hear you love my daughter. And says, yes, I do. I love your daughter. I want to marry her. Mm-hmm. He says, okay. So I can see that. I want to know, can you be able to provide for her and her family when she eventually has one? He said, yes, I will. I'll be able to go out there and get her all kinds of fish. Hmm. And so mom says, well, we got this little minnow from the hummingbird. Go bring us some fish then. Let's go see how you hunt. He said, I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. And so he flies off. He's not gone that long. But when he does come back, he brings this huge catfish. Biggest one mom's ever seen in her entire life. Lays it down. Mm-hmm. And so mom likes the crane. Mm-hmm. Says, look at this. You're going to eat good. And the daughter looks at the mom and says, but look at him. Look at those skinny legs. Do you want your grandchildren running around with skinny legs like that? Do you want them walking like that too? And so mom's sister goes, well, you got to pick one. I like the crane. Mm-hmm. Well, amongst Cherokees, it always was raised, you're taught to respect your elders. Do what mom and dad say. Mm-hmm. And doesn't have to necessarily be mom and dad. It could be aunt, uncle, grandma, and grandpa. They're all sitting at a family reunion. One of them wants you to go get something. You go get it. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, you're in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So she's sitting there, she's thinking, and she comes up with a plan. She says, how about this? How about we have a contest? Mm-hmm. And mom says, what kind of contest? She says, how about they fly around the world? First one to come here, I will marry. Mm-hmm. And so mom says, that's not going to work. Look how fast that hummingbird flies. I've never seen the crane fly, but I know the hummingbird flies really fast. Mm-hmm. And the daughter says, well, that's my plan. So mom says, okay, you got to live with your choices. So they gather together, and all animals are watching. They know the race is going to be happening. And so the girl picks up a leaf from the ground and says, when I drop this leaf and it hits the ground, both of the birds will fly around the world. The first one to come back here, I will marry. And so the crane, hummingbird, all stretching, getting ready. She drops the leaf, it hits the ground, they take off. Mm-hmm. Hummingbird flies fast, heads over the top of the hill. Crane's barely going. Yeah. So they're heading up over the top of the hills. And he gets left behind. Girl's confident that she's going to have her hummingbird as her husband. So the hummingbird's flying, he's flying. At the end of the first day, he lands. He sits there for about 2 hours fixing himself so he could look pretty by the creek. And at the end of 2 hours, he sits there. He goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. About midnight, the crane flies past him because the crane doesn't sleep. So the hummingbird wakes up, catches up with the crane the next day, sees him. He's ahead of him at breakfast time. Can't believe he's flying this fast. And the crane keeps telling him, says, you're going to lose. Okay, I'm going to win that pretty girl. You might as well just go home. And so the hummingbird says, no, you're going to lose. I'm going to beat you. So the hummingbird flies off again. And he's flying as fast as he can. But at the end of the second day, again, he gets tired. He sits down. He goes to sleep. He gets back up. He fixes his hair. He fixes his feathers. He goes flying off again. He comes up over the top of the hill. And there's a crane ahead of him now at lunchtime. And then the next day, the crane's ahead of him at supper time. Mm-hmm. And the fourth day, he doesn't see the crane at all because, like I said, the crane hardly ever sleeps. Mm-hmm. So he's never going to catch the crane. So at the end of a couple of days, the girl's sitting out there with her mother, and all the animals are watching, and they got this falcon looking around up there on top of the hill. And the falcon every once in a while says, hey, look, I see something. And everybody looks up, and they all get excited, and the girl says, who is it? And the falcon says, ah, it's just a bug flying over the top of the hill. And so they sit back down after a little while. Oh, the falcon says, oh, I see something. And then the mom says, well, who is it? And then the falcon says, I'm sorry, I got dirt in my eye. I must have woke up wrong. Sitting there. And then I see something. And by then all the animals are saying, what do you see now? And so the falcon says, hey, it is a bird. And then they all get excited. And the girl runs up, says, it's my love. And then the falcon says, uh-oh. And then the mom says, what do you mean, uh-oh? And the girl turns around. About that time, all the animals go, ooh, because over the top of the hill is that crane. He lands there, waiting to be kissed by that girl. And the girl looks at the crane and goes, ah! And runs behind her mom. Goes running into the house. And the crane walks up and says, what happened? I won. And mom says, my daughter's changed her mind. Doesn't want to marry you. I'm sorry. I know you won the race, but she just decided to change her mind. She doesn't want to marry you. Mm-hmm. So the falcon takes pity on the crane and says, come on to my house. We'll go eat. Let's go get something to eat. And so they leave. And all the animals leave. And about a month later, here comes the hummingbird. Comes flying back over the top of the hill. So the girl runs and hugs the hummingbird. Mm-hmm. And mom says, okay, I wash my hands of this. This is who you want to stay with, and you can stay with him. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she leaves, and the hummingbird gets married to the pretty girl. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks, okay, that's the end. Woohoo. And everybody's happy. But mm-hmm. it's not. They go home. First night's fine. Next morning she gets up. She says, I'm hungry. I want something to eat. And so the hummingbird says, okay, I'll go get you some food. But first I got to preen. So he's got to go fix his feathers. And he's in the bathroom for an hour, getting himself all prettied up to go out there. She comes knocking on the door and says, I'm really hungry. That's when you're going to go out and eat. She says, I'm going. Hold your horses. I got to get look good now. Got to look pretty. Spend about an hour preening away inside there. And she's really looking at him. I want to eat. And I want some food. And she gives him that look that women have. Burn a man right down the grid. I want to eat. And you better go. I need to do it now. So he's like, fine, I'll go. He takes off. He flies away. He's gone. He comes back. About the end of the day, she's starved to death. Says, good. Brought me some food. He brings her a worm. Puts it in her hand. She looks at it and says, I can't eat this. Where'd you get this? He says, that's what you get. I live on sugar water. I don't need anything else than that. So enjoy. And so she says, all you got to do is care about your looks. Because she sees he's back there in the bathroom and preening away, fixing himself up. Says, Mom was right about you. I'm going to starve if I stay here. I'm leaving. And he says, fine, go ahead. I'm the hummingbird. I can go find another pretty girl any old day I want. And so he keeps preening away. So she throws the worm at him and goes outside. She decides she can't go see Mom because of what she did. She chose the hummingbird, and now that she had to live with her choices. So she decides, somebody still loves me. It's the crane. So she goes and finds out where the crane's at. The crane's with the falcon. Comes up on the falcon's house, and they're sitting there. They're eating lunch. And she tells the falcon, says, I want to talk to the crane. And the falcon looks at the crane and says, hey, that pretty girl's out here. She wants to go and talk to you. And so he comes walking out. She says, I'm ready to be your wife now. And the falcon looks at the crane and says, look, she wants to be your wife. And so the crane says, oh, she does she? Well, ha! He said, you wanted a pretty boy. You go stay with the pretty boy. Crane says, I have enough respect for myself to say no. I'll wait until somebody loves me for me, not for how I look. And so the crane goes back inside, and the pretty girl is left alone. And the moral of the story is, it's not how you look, it's how your heart is that's most important. And I tell that to the little kids. It says, pretty is pretty does, but looks will fade, but a good heart will always see you through anything.
Very good. That was a good one. Yeah. I like that one.
And now let's listen to the Livers family of Stillwell, Oklahoma, as they sing the Sunday School song and Orphan Child. Nono huwela, unisa si donela, talika jinogi di tadaste, agai unanota guasca, di andet guasca, unogiest, geseste, talinena, uwe doliste, du dot geseste.
Ya we know to jelly, do the yana hey,
do the yana hey.
Gala body gesa, do the dame lay, do the dame lay.
Do not do the
waska, do not do the waska,
dina
de
do
da ni tela ni,
do da ni tela ni.
On the last kasisa,
on the last kasisa.
On the lagwadiha,
on the lagwadiha.
Una do da waska,
una do da waska.
Jelly.
Well, that's it for another program. And I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's different than what you've been listening to, right? All the songs, and I hope you enjoyed them. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'll be coming in to do the radio programs, and I won't necessarily be in the office, so please try not to call me. Today, if things get back to almost normal, okay? I don't know how long I'll be doing this, but it'll be for a while still yet. But I will be doing the program, okay? So let's get back in doing that, and the words and the stories and the songs, different songs, all these good things, okay? And it's good to be back. I sure missed you all, and I hope you all are doing well. So please keep safe. If you have to go somewhere, please wear a mask and just comply with the rules that's been given to us. Try to stay a bit 6 feet apart when you go to in town or to the store or wherever, and wash your hands often. We want you all to be safe. Again, it's good to be back, and I wish we could talk to one another, but we haven't come to that point yet, but we will later on, so just hang in there, okay? So don't give up. As I said earlier also, let's keep the faith and let's look up into our God, okay? He's the only one that can take care of us. And please be careful, and before we part ways, let me give you the numbers to Cherokee Nation once again. First, as always, toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671 is a toll-free number to Cherokee Nation. Next one is my direct number, 918-453-5433. And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. Until next week, please be safe, okay? Please be safe. No de alto de leg, did legal her coy, illegal, yearly, no here. Did that legal, who's canoe, and us, and our flanagola, you digas, dig left, auntie, you don't have to see, yes, eh? Last, you did as long as scarcity. You hunting a dunner, discorder, no de winner, sir, you gay guest, schooling gunner, hair slaggy. I want to go hit, guesser. Can you negarry to dig on dunner, negola? You get out here, the can. I said, can. Yeah, I see a lot. He will think you done here now. So you see, I see, get out start there. I said, nigga, the league, he go done. Then got the league. Soon I scored. So you, he's dark, says, there, the. So you did, I was guess, here. There's a good do left, the. You did, I was skin. You did, I was sick. You do, I was scared, the. Do you, darling, I was good. Fourth, or good. Did you, I was the. So that was the guess and guess is then I saw it so thirsty. There's an ego in your one, you know, huh? He's all hasty. I sent us he got it again, huh? Genes get low, so good do lasty. See, Hanno, I really don't are you again. You got to, you got to say you dig yesterday. He's done a hast, digging out dust, diggy, huh? I sent see, the ugly lennet go hig. See, the sister daughter, I say. A guy, several meeting and then Sagwe, Nelid, Tall, his Susal, Kanigida, Susal got hope Sagwe, and he left on to you to go look. So Ness saw it and air, knock his don't, his knock don't, and until I get it, the lecture oot and out on air. So Ness saw it and air, knock his don't, his he yelling. Nigga, the diesel lug. Do you? You got a city day, gasty. Scan you know. I really don't know. Can't you delay on her? Your dog says today, guest. What on?